Welcome, guys. This is Natalie from Glow Nutritional Consulting. You can find me at glownc.ca. I just wanted to do a really quick meditation, and I'm actually doing it for myself as I kind of spew it out, for lack of a nicer sounding word, for you guys. So it was something that I just heard Abraham Hicks talk about for feeling better. It's one of her very many processes. And so I felt like a lot of people could probably benefit from it to really take the time to come down and relax into things. Now, meditation, just kind of quickly for hopefully to deeply inspire you to continue with some kind of practice, whether it's through me or through so many other incredibly talented people out there guiding meditations. Meditation for me was the first time that I ever started to hear my own voice. So in the kind of chaos and as you're being parented and everything else, you tend to learn very quickly on, or at least I did, to listen to what is right, to listen to what other people are telling you to do, to listen to all these different things. And it can start to feel incredibly overwhelming as you move out of doing the things that are true to you. Now, luckily for me, whether born into it or otherwise, I always had a really good sense when something didn't feel good to me, and I was always very true to that feeling. And so I made a lot of moves just based on what felt good. But when I started meditating, it really was the first time that I really connected in with my own opinions. And as I started to connect in with my own opinions, I started to release or stop caring so much about the opinions of others. So that was really, really kind of big. And I think the other thing it did too was to really help me to bring back focus to one singular thing, as we'll do in this meditation today. So, I'd love if you started with me. Just find a comfortable spot. You can have your hands on your lap, or if you're lying down, you can have them on your stomach or by your side. Just make sure that you find some way of sitting that is super comfortable to you. Now, the reason that some people, when they're meditating, will link up their thumb with their pointer finger is because it is known or believed to increase your ability to be receptive. So that can be really, really helpful to increase your beautiful and magnificent ability to receive, or to at least open yourself up. So you can do that if you feel. Take a deep breath and close your eyes. And this time as you breathe, notice that your nostrils feel cold as the air comes in. And for the next few breaths, just notice that over and over. And then with your next breath, notice that your stomach expands. Notice all the sensations of the breath coming in through your lungs, into your abdominals. How everything expands. Feel the chair or the couch or the pillow or the bed underneath you. Feel how comfortably it's supporting you. Let yourself get comfortable with that. And imagine that from the surface that you're sitting or lying on, that tiny little bubbles are floating up from it. Notice that the tiny little nerves that run all under your skin are starting to be activated by these tiny little champagne bubbles that keep floating up to every part of your body that the surface underneath you is touching. You're coming in line with your body. You're starting to wake up to what it feels like to be connected in with your body. And as all of these nerves are activated, you become calmer and calmer. And with your next exhale, I want you to easily and freely just release anything that may have been on your mind. Anything that you're going through right now. This is your time to honor yourself. To accept yourself fully, to begin the process of loving yourself extremely, and to following your intuition or your heart, moving in the direction of the person that you have always been on the inside. Refocus on those champagne bubbles coming up to all parts of your skin, waking up your body, helping it to feel lighter. And you can imagine what the sensation would be like if you were just floating, being held up in the air incredibly safely, just by a stream of little bubbles coming up from below you. How light that would be. How easy that would be. That idea of floating. And hold on to that feeling. For the next few minutes of silence, hold that feeling of floating. Hold that feeling of peace and complete serenity, of feeling good, feeling in flow, feeling open, feeling beautiful, feeling completely worthy. If your mind wanders off, just refocus on the word relax. And as you refocus on the word relax, notice your body relax. Notice it go deeper. Notice that you come into an even deeper space. next few moments, with your eyes still closed, with your breathing still deep, with your mind still calm, start to feel white light, liquid white light, coming in through the bottoms of your feet, slowly waking up your ankles and your toes, the tops of your feet and the bottoms. Your calves and your knees, clearing out anything dark with ease and grace, moving up through your thighs, up through your bum, system, through your stomach, through all the organs on the inside, the intestines, slowly energizing you, up through your chest, through your back, through your heart, circling around your heart to really clean it out. Down through your arms, through your elbows, through your forearms, and that light liquid moves into each finger, both thumbs, and once they're filled up, starts to make its way back up through your arms, back in through your shoulders, up your neck, relieving any lingering tension. Up through the center of your neck and closer to the skin. Into your head. Clearing out your mind. Brightening up your mood. Brightening up your thoughts. As it cycles through you. And with your lightened mood, your bubbling heart, start to appreciate your body. Nothing that feels hard, but just the fact that you are alive, that you're here today, that you can do this meditation. That you're strong. That you can find peace. Be grateful for every part of your body for just being there, for helping you in so many ways to move through your days. find love for how comfortable you feel, for the furniture underneath you right now, for the floor underneath that's holding it up. For the place you're in right now. Feel appreciation for all of the amazing things going on in your community. Only the bright things. All the things going on in your closest set of communities. Feel appreciative for every person who gets to do something a little outside of their comfort zone because of what one of these communities provides. For every little shop or every little shopkeeper, all of your favorite spots. For your favorite restaurants. For your favorite parks. For your favorite trees. Feel appreciative for the sky. For the sun coming up every day. For the time when you can clearly see the stars and the moon. For those times where the sunset or the sunrise or the way the moon is coming up. For the moments when those are so mind-stoppingly beautiful. Feel appreciation for any lakes or oceans around you. For your state or for your province, for your country, for the great things that are happening. For the waterways surrounding the outskirts of where you live. For every exciting thing that is happening somewhere on this planet. For everything that would feel so exciting to be witness to that is currently happening over and over all the time, for all the beauty that is around, for all the amazing things that are present, for all the babies being born, for all the excitement, for all the best days that people are having around the world right now. For all the sharing, for the giving, for the people clinking champagne glasses, celebrating that this is a fabulous day. Now you have set yourself up for the most fabulous of days. You can open your eyes with a smile, with complete love for yourself, for what you just took the time to do. And I hope you incredibly and wonderfully and with so much fun truly enjoyed that. Thank you so much for being here.